Katie Hill Lawsuit vs. Daily Mail Over Revenge Porn Tossed Out in California. By Joel B. Polak on April 8, 2021. A California state court dismissed a lawsuit by former U.S. Representative Katie Hill, DCA, against the UK Daily Mail on Wednesday, in which she sued the publication for publishing revenge porn photos of her with a female staffer. As Breitbart News reported in October 2019, the Red State blog and the Daily Mail published the photos, which were apparently leaked by Hill's estranged husband. Hill resigned over the affair, though not before casting her last vote to impeach President Donald Trump. In December, as Breitbart News reported, Hill sued Red State and the Daily Mail, among others. Liberal constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley, while sympathetic, criticized Hill for seeking a radical extension of liability for the media. But the Daily Mail invoked California's anti-slap law, a law that seeks to discourage strategic lawsuits against public participation that interfere with free speech by using litigation to intimidate the media or make criticism of public officials potentially too costly. A Los Angeles court agreed and tossed Hill's suit against the Daily Mail, with similar outcomes likely for the other defendants, the Los Angeles Times reported. The Daily Mail's news gathering and publication of images depicting a nude Hill brushing another woman's hair and holding a bong are protected by the First Amendment, and the content of the pictures was in the public interest because of Hill's position as an elected official. Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge Yolanda Orozco wrote in a decision that dismissed Hill's case against the Daily Mail. Hill sued the Daily Mail, Red State, journalist Jennifer Van Laar and ex-husband Kenneth Haslap, arguing they violated California's revenge porn law by distributing and/or publishing the intimate photographs. The media outlets and Van Laar argued that Hill failed to meet the requirements of the law because they were not the original distributors of the images, because Hill's nipples and genitals were redacted in the published pictures, and because of a public interest exemption. They asserted a First Amendment right to publish information about an elected official's behavior that is newsworthy. Wednesday's ruling in favor of the Daily Mail could indicate similar rulings are likely for Van Laar and Red State because they made analogous arguments, said Krista Lee Bowman, Van Laar's attorney. Hill's attorney, Carrie Goldberg, called the Daily Mail a woman terrorizing sicko publication in a tweet. Hill expressed similar sentiments, warning of the implications for women in politics. She vowed to appeal. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.